Hey, this is Mango. You're listening to TSR.
TCR.
TCR?
TCR. The Center Ring.
That's what I said. I did say TCR.
Okay, so let's start.
Hello. Hello and welcome to another edition of The Center Ring, a.k.a. TCR, a.k.a. your favorite esports podcast. Episode 86 coming to you live, pre-recorded from an undisclosed location. The date, December 21st, 2017. Just 4 days from the birth of our Lord and Savior. The time, 1:32 p.m. Central Standard Time. The winter solstice, Brett.
Boom.
It's the longest night of the year. What are you doing?
I don't know. Chilling. Wow. Probably playing video games.
What a party animal. Calm down there. Over there, Brett. Don't get too crazy on me.
It's my birthday, man. I just want to be left alone on my birthday.
Well, today's
can I have
not
that
your
one
birthday.
Day? No, today is not my birthday.
No. That is Brett, though, ladies and gentlemen. He will be my co-host today. Anuj is sitting this one out. Basically, he's at work, and Brett and I had a half day today, and we just felt like recording early. So, sorry if you're a fan of Anuj. If not, this is the episode for you. You can follow us on Twitter at The Center Ring, our website, tcr.gg. That will have all of the social media outlets on there. You can join our Discord through there. There's a little message thing, so you can send us an email if that's what you prefer. That is tcr.gg. What else am I missing? I don't know. Today is going to be the best episode ever. Not just because Anuj isn't here, and he's not going to just drag us down. But it's because we worked really hard on it, and we hope that you noticed that. We will end the show with e-news, as always. We will touch on some ECS Season 4 there. Normally, we would do a whole segment on ECS and their finals wrapping up, but we're doing a late show this week, so I don't really feel like that's appropriate when it almost happened a week ago. But what we will spend the majority of the show today discussing is some Overwatch, some Dallas Fuel, their banning system. But we're going to start off specifically with XQC and just the week, the month that this guy has had. Okay, if you don't follow the professional Overwatch scene, XQC is one of, if not the top tanks in the game.
He's the best, you know, him and, you know, Mickey.
Yeah.
Mickey's on the same team.
XQC plays for Team Canada. They just placed second at the World Cup against Korea. So that gives you an idea on how good he is. But for just the amount of skills that he also has that same amount of baggage, it's starting to seem like. So he plays for the Dallas Fuel. If you don't know who that is, it's also known as the Dallas Jack in the Box. And
former Team Envious.
Former Team Envious, yes, thank you. Well, within the last week, he has been banned again. It's his second time in 1 month. Two bans, 1 month that you are banned. I got really loud. What happened? I'll turn myself down.
I don't know. Okay.
Two bans in 1 month. At the first time, and I remember we might have discussed it a little bit on the show. I definitely know we discussed it off the show, though, where I was like, man, this dude's a loose cannon. Like, go watch his Twitch stream, and you can tell. The dude, I don't know if it's for comedic value or if that's who he really is, but there seems to be something loose in his brain.
Yeah, I'm no doctor, but you could just watch him and tell, like, just the outbursts he has. There has to be something going on with him mentally. I mean, I don't think he's putting on a show at all. I think it's like that is a real reaction he's giving when he like slams his desk or, you know, slams his headphones or like just screams into his mic. That's a just a normal reaction for him. I don't think that's putting on a show.
And to be honest, it's I think with weird. With we all play games, right? We all play on a competitive notion. We all get tilted, right? We all we all lose our cool sometimes. More than others. So I'm not judging him for that, right? Like if you ever play a game with me, I probably sounded like that,
you're
right?
A saint.
I will, you know, I will get tilted. Right.
Yeah.
Like I am not the one that you want to play with if you're looking for like just a chill time. Even me being chill is at like a 7. So there's just I get that point of view. Even if you're just playing a pickup game of Overwatch, you're gonna want to win, especially if you're like a pro like XQC.
Mm-hmm.
So back in November, about I think it was like November 17th, he was suspended for I believe 7 days. Okay, he was suspended for the first time.
72 hours.
Okay,
right?
So that was 72 hours. The most recent one was 7 days. Okay, I got him flipped.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so 72 hours back in November, and he was suspended for abusing the reporting system. Basically, he was just spamming reports, and whether it be warranted or not. So
he was spamming reports, but it's what he was putting on the reports that just made it even worse. I mean, he was pretty much just going down the list on a team and just like, report for cheating, FU. Report for griefing, FU. And like, that's all he was doing. He was just typing in FU.
Like that was going directly to the player. Like it was like, like he was hitting them up in their DMs. Like, nah, dude, that's not how it works.
No, that's going to somebody that's reviewing that stuff. And you know, come on, use your head.
And so that was like a 72-hour suspension. You would think, okay, he's a pro. He's learned his lessons. He realizes that there are more eyeballs on him than others. Because yes, you can. So they, you know, if you're throwing a game or if you're being griefing or abusive in game, there is a report system in Overwatch, and Blizzard, I think, for the most part, is okay at getting to the people that need to be banned or suspended, whatever. But as a streamer, as a professional, Blizzard has made it clear that they are definitely holding them to a higher standard. So you'd think, okay, he's learned his lesson. Well, that's not necessarily the case, because just earlier in the week, I guess last week maybe, but he was suspended for a second time within a month span, and this time it was for throwing a match. Just a pickup game. You know, it wasn't a pro match or anything. This was outside the realm of the pro scene, but it was a pickup game or quick competitive match, whatever you want to call it, in Overwatch. And he wasn't on stream this time. He got off a stream, but he was playing with other pros because obviously you're just at that level and chances are you're going to run into other pros. So in this game, you had Rascal, who plays for Shanghai?
Spitfire.
No, he plays for
Spitfire.
He is Chinese, though, right?
He's Korean.
Korean.
He plays for Spitfire.
They're all the same, Brett.
And oh, man. Yeah, totally. And also, another top pro plays for the Gladiators, Agilities, who is also teammates with XQC on Team Canada, was in that match on the other team. So there were, you know, a few pros in that match witnessing the shenanigans.
In short, he got tilted, he switched to Bastion, and just threw the game. He wasn't shooting, he was just in turret form, not doing anything. It was a very obvious throw. I'm not saying every time someone switches to a Bastion, they're throwing the game, but in this case, very obvious that he was throwing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they get reported. It's on film, which I don't know if it's ever came down officially from Blizzard that they like look at Twitch and will insta look you up and ban you. But I think it's pretty obvious that that happens, because it typically, there are just way too many times someone is in the middle of griefing or something on Twitch and then they get banned for it just to be like, this is random that you just got caught.
This one, you know, there were eyeballs on it. You know, he was manually banned by somebody, because you could even see, and you can find this video on YouTube, where he is playing a match, he gets through finishing that match, winning that match, and then right after that match is over, his account is banned.
Well, so
before in the first one, he was banned in the middle of the match.
Right.
Like, the account was just banned, but eyeballs are on him now. Like, well, what are your point? They're being held to higher standards.
Offender at this point.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to play some audio for you, the listener. In case you haven't watched this, part of this that also sparked was like there was zero remorse. So this was basically, as far as I understand, the day after he was banned, XQC was talking about Rascal, and here's some of the audio from there.
Oh. Maybe he reported me and unfriended me. Listen, I decided I will accept an apology from him, but I will only accept a re-add if he doesn't lose against shit tier teams on stage. I will accept a re-add. I'll accept it. Alright. So as soon as he wins a game against a non-shit tier team, he'll get a re-add.
So that's his first statement on the whole situation, right? Right out the gate saying he needs to apologize to me.
And I think there is some truth because he's an ego.
But I think on another time
he was trolling. That was a little bit of trolling.
We'll
too.
Play another clip of audio from his apology, which is like 7 or 8 minutes long. What I pulled.
Ain't
nobody
got time for that.
Yeah, no, we just played one. I pulled 1 minute of it so I could play it here. But he did mention, like, you know, I was kidding. And if you listen, it's easier if you're watching the video for that clip I just played. At the very tail end, he kind of did, like, a chuckle.
Yeah.
So at the very tail end, I'm not saying it was 100% a joke because I think there was a little bit of truth in it, right? Maybe not the only way he'll, I think the joke part was the apology part, but not the fact that he sucks. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think the personal attacking part was probably him actually being truthful on how he feels about Rascal, which, again, in this scenario, when it's so obvious that XQC was in the wrong, and this is already like a day after you slept on it, and you're playing on a alt account, by the way. So you
banned 123, 126.
You clearly didn't learn your lesson that much for when Blizzard bans you, and you're like, I'll just get on my alt account named Ban
and rename it.
Just slapping Blizzard in the face. Like, you clearly didn't learn that much. So the dust kind of settles, and here he is. Like I said, it's like an 8 minute long apology. If you really want to look it up, just Google it. But here's like a minute clip of XQC's apology.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What can I say? I was super tilted. But everyone that knows me would know that it's the type of stuff that would stay on a daily. With the ego that I have, it's obvious that I was not going to come out the next day and have like a full-blown apology and like what people wanted. And I knew I'd get into trouble for that as well. But, you know, sometimes I believe that it won't be that bad and it actually ends up being that bad or worse. In that case, worse. Yeah, so it's pretty obvious. I feel really bad for all the teammates that were in my game, the people that were against me, and Rascal and whatever he had to deal with afterwards, which is probably people that like my channel that went out of their way and said bad things to him because he reported me, which is not okay. I mean, them going to him.
So there's like a minute clip of him more so talking directly about the Rascal incident, right? Kind of he kicked the hornet's nest and XQC fanboys went after Rascal and it turned into a bigger deal than what it was. But you could tell, given time, cooler heads prevailed in XQC. I felt in the actual video, you can tell no one forced him to do it. I believe that part. I believe no one forced him because and this is not like saying like this isn't a bad thing, but it sounds very like unprepared. Right. Like he kind of just thought, I'm going to come out here and make a little video apologizing, saying my piece. And it wasn't really prepared well, OK, it's whatever. I don't really care about that. I don't need Hollywood production in your apology. But it does tell me that, OK, this is probably him actually speaking how he really feels. Right. He's not on.
Yeah.
He wasn't like playing, because I've also seen that before where if a pro player or someone in the scene of esports screws up and they need to apologize, they're like in the middle of warm up or a quick play match while apologizing. And I'm like, that's probably not the best way, right?
Yeah, and so,
I don't need a Dr. Disrespect apology either. I felt like this XQC was a good balance.
Yeah, and you know, I can see there is some sincerity there, and he's still going to have an ego, and he's not going to be, this isn't going to fix him, but
no.
you can tell this actually was him. I mean, there was even in another video where, you know, he himself, now I don't know if it was himself, he says it was himself, it wasn't Dallas Fuel saying, hey, you need to reach out. But in a video, he said he reaches out, or he's trying to reach out to the Spitfire to talk to Rascal through a translator, because he wants to apologize to him, and he wants him, you know, there to be no like loss in translation. He wants to apologize himself, not Dallas Fuel telling him to. He wants to make things right. So he's showing some maturity, but
the issue is, though,
I don't think it's going to fix him.
No, this is
all
after you've already done the damage. You know what I'm saying?
Scorched
for the
earth,
second time. You can't go as scorched earth as he did. I could understand if he just did a throw. Like, if he threw, got banned, and then he started doing this apology. But then to come back in between and be like, when he beats a team worth anything, then I will accept his friend's request and I want an apology. At that point,
that was a real reaction.
Yes, that was real.
That was
And so for me, that's where it's like, is this going to happen again? And dude, I definitely think it will. Maybe not to this extent, but it happened two times in 1 month.
It's his personality. Like, I was watching him today, you know, after beating a team, and he's just like, in the chat, just trash talking, you know, the other team. Like, this is just his personality. And either the Dallas Fuel got to say, you know what, we'll deal with it for now. But I think ultimately this is going to start affecting relationships with other teams.
Dude, and it's like, I feel like it's getting old in the community too. Like, you're reading, like, I'm on Reddit, in our Discord, we discussed it at the start. And even yourself, who's an XQC fanboy, like, even in November with his first ban, you're like, eh, like, it's whatever, right? I'm okay with it because we literally have the best tank right now on Dallas. And I'm okay with it, right? You can have that kind of diva wide receiver, which, make no mistakes, XQC is a diva. You can have that diva wide receiver, if you're familiar with that reference on football, on your team, and you're okay with it while they're backing it up, right? Dez Bryant, you know, T.O., think of any other, Gronkowski even, for that matter. All those diva players that you're okay putting up with the BS until they stop performing. Well, I feel like XQC, before the season even starts, is already at that point where people are like, dude, I'm tired of you. I'm tired of every time you come on here, you make this heartfelt apology saying it's not going to happen again. I need to change my ways. Even in that apology, he did acknowledge, for the first time I ever heard him acknowledge, the fact that he does lose his cool, right? Like he said, like,
yeah,
I play for 18 hours a day and it just gets to me after a while. Well, then maybe take a step back. I don't care what the other pros are doing. At some point you stop actually progressing at, you know, maybe hour 10, right? Like, there are studies that show that really after 6 hours, your attention span is waning. It's not what it was. You're not really progressing as far as just at a normal job or in school or anything like that. 6 hours is kind of the max for a human, for the average human's attention to really be focusing in on one thing. So to play 18 hours, but then nonetheless, to even blame that is ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, before, you know, he was self-employed. You know, this was my only job. Streaming is my only job. Like, I don't have to worry about an employer. I can stream 18 hours, be as crabby as, you know, I want to be. And, you know, the other, you know, no one has to deal with it. But now you have your stream, but you also have an employer in a league that's trying to become like other mainstream leagues. And this type of behavior typically doesn't sit well with, one, sponsors, and two, your teammates, because ultimately, like, this is a tight-knit community. These players are very tight with each other. They play with each other every day. So if you're being toxic towards one player that, you know, like Mickey is cool with Rascal, you know, there becomes an internal dynamic too that starts to, you know, get ruptured, because these other players are having to ask questions like, hey man, what is XQC doing? And like, what's his deal? And your teammates are having to like answer for you. No one likes doing that. So, I mean, he's not just a streamer anymore. He's part of a team, and he's just going to have to have some self-realization, or this thing is not going to work out. It's just, I mean, you can be as good as you want to be, but when the team dynamic starts being ruptured, because he wasn't part of this envious team that did so well before the Overwatch League. So he can be cut out, and he's going to have to realize that. Do you want to be part of this team, or do you want to be a personality? Make a choice, because you can't have both.
Not with his personality. You can still be a personality and have a team. And I think Blizzard, to be honest, has been pretty lenient on how they are letting some of these pro players kind of represent themselves, right? Like, I think part of the reason is there's really never been like an official thing that Blizzard's ever put out there to be kind of like the player's code of conduct rule or whatever, right? Like, how should you handle yourself as a pro playing this game? For now, Blizzard kind of just has the rules of, hey, you are just like any other player on Overwatch. Don't break these rules, and you're good. Doesn't really matter what you do in between or what you say on stream or anything like that. They've kind of, I think that's more so on the team's point of view. Like, for example, for Shanghai or for China, we'll just say that for the sake of it now, they fined some of their players like $500 because they shared accounts, which Blizzard never banned them. It wasn't like punished by Blizzard, but that was the team who said, hey, you violated our rules, right? You violated one of Blizzard's rules, which violated our rules for account sharing, and therefore we're just going to fine you a little bit here and move on. I wonder at what point do teams or Blizzard start saying, okay, like, you abused the luxury of just being able to go do and whatever you want to do. We can't have our top players on Twitch acting like this. Like, there is something to that. Right? Like, I know I said earlier that everyone gets triggered, but there is something to it. When you're seeing the top pro literally get up in videos so triggered that he is jumping up and down and like kicking his feet like a child.
So maybe, I mean, yeah, you can ban this account. They have alt accounts. So maybe, and I believe you just mentioned this, maybe hitting him in the wallet. Maybe that's the next step. You're part of a legitimate league now. If there's a code of conduct, they do this in other mainstream sports. They start hitting players in the wallet. Now, it affects some players more than, you know, others, because other top players have, you know, their streams and additional income. But maybe if there's some monetary hit as well as a suspension, maybe that'll start shoring them up a little bit. But I mean, but I feel like this is more so just in the Overwatch League, just singled around him. I mean, do we know of any other instances of Overwatch League pros? I mean, I know there's been some like other tier leagues and teams where they've had some issues with player conduct and what have you, but I feel like it's more so just kind of singled around him right now. So there's really not a sample size for them to deal with. I mean, at that point, it would just become the XQC rule, right?
I mean, and maybe that's what it can be. I mean, maybe that's what you need though, right? Maybe it is that XQC is forcing their hand in changing the way it's handled. And this is just for even Blizzard's sake, right? Like, look at the NFL. Even this year, I mean, it happens every season in the NFL, but, like, the suspensions that they hand out for certain punishment is all over the charts, right? You could beat your girlfriend, be suspended for 2 or 3 games, right? You could maybe have, like, a pinch of weed on you, be suspended for the entire season. And you could be in a possession of weapons. That's 2 games, right? You tweet something or you don't go to a post-game interview, that's 6 games. It doesn't make any sense on how they lay down their punishment. And that's something that Blizzard, I think, needs to get in line with.
While it's early.
And yeah, like, exactly.
There's
while
no
it's
precedent.
Early.
There's no precedent.
Right.
Like,
and
there's
again,
nothing set. Yeah.
I know this is not getting into like an Overwatch discussion. I understand like what we play and everything there is different. I'm talking about like punishing a pro player. I don't as far as like the normal people who play the game, that's completely different, and you can handle it the way it is. I mean, I can promise you that people on Twitch get banned a lot more than people not, because we play with, I mean, go ahead and play Overwatch. You can play 10 Overwatch matches a day. Two of them are going to have someone who throws by the end.
Yeah.
It's just, that's the game. But Blizzard needs to get out in front and with a code of conduct or whatever you want to call it, rules that say, hey, for first offenders, you're going to get this many suspensions. Okay? And they need to start doing it, not by, like, online play, right? They need to start doing it for league matches.
Boom. Like, right there. Because you have a roster. You have a team. You have people that can fill in for these people. And, you know,
unless
at that
you're
point...
Unless you're Florida Mayhem or Miami Mayhem. Then you only have the six guys. But that's their problem.
Yeah. So, I mean, at that point, right now, how it stands, like, your teammates are having an answer for you for your conduct, you know, on stream, fine. But when you start... you know, getting suspended for actual league matches, not only are they having to answer for you off stream, but you're not there for them during the games as well. So maybe that's even more incentive. Maybe that goes beyond just monetary. Like, that's even worse. Like, you're letting your teammates down, not being there.
Well, and that's what you're there for.
This.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's what the player's code of conduct could cover is like, look, as a pro, we're not going to suspend you from playing the game. Like, I completely acknowledge, like, for, and this is just comparison, right? But, like, in football, for like, Ezekiel Elliott, who just came back from a six-game suspension, in football, when you are suspended from anything related to team activity. You can't go to the team gym, to the practice facility. You can't sit on video rooms or video sessions, nothing. You're pretty much non-existent for that amount of time to the team, okay? But that doesn't mean you can't just go to a gym or throw a football around. So I think that's why it's goofy to me that when they suspend these players, right, of course they're going to go on an alt account. They just can't not play the game for 7 days. Like, I completely understand that. So just don't suspend them from the game. They still have to play. They still have to keep their skills sharp. I get that. But if you start affecting the pro, that's when you get the team to pay attention, the players to pay attention. And they're like, oh, this is serious now. Okay. Like, well, and again, it's a shame because you're lumping everyone together when it's really just XQC
because
at this
right
point.
Now, maybe this isn't big enough for the Dallas Fuel to act because he can be a jackwagon on his own, have his account banned. But
until
he's
the
still
season
be
starts,
there.
I really don't think the teams are paying too much attention to it. I really don't see teams paying too much attention until the league starts.
Yeah, Jack in the Box is like, hey, our audience is a sophisticated audience, and we can't have this hooligan. You know, it's like, no, they're Jack in the Box.
We need our tacos represented well.
I know, right? This is high quality stuff.
No, like I said, I think it's just I think the Blizzard will care more than what teams will ever care, right?
Until you start
because
hitting them with suspensions in game.
Well, yeah, because that's affecting the actual league, right? That's affecting the team. Mm-hmm. But as far as a product goes, that's why Blizzard is paying so much attention for it now. Because right now, I mean, think about it. You play the game, you see XQC switch to Bastion and start throwing. Okay, you're some impressionable dude playing the game, whether you're a kid or some idiot. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do, right? You get tilted. You're going to switch to Bastion and do the same thing that you just saw the top pro do on Twitch. That's just how it goes. And you can see Blizzard goes the exact opposite way. I mean, look at how they treat Siegel, right? They treat Siegel as royalty. They invite him out to BlizzCon. They have him do presentations or, you know, like they do Twitch streams with him while at BlizzCon and all that stuff. And it's because the way Siegel handles himself, right? He is a good representation. Oh, yeah, an ambassador. Yeah, that's what I was looking for. He's a good ambassador for the game, where XQC at the moment is not.
Definitely not.
XQC is everything that you hate about online gaming. I'm guilty of it. I'm not saying I'm not. I'm not better than XQC. I'm just saying
But you're not a pro.
But I'm not a pro, right? I'm not getting paid to represent anything, okay? So that is a big difference. If I was getting paid, I'm also an adult enough to be like, okay. I mean, when I'm at work representing my job, I'm not shooting from the hip and just saying whatever I want to say. I know how to handle yourself, right? That's, like you said, he turned from playing Overwatch as a self-employed person to now you're playing Overwatch as an employed person under an employee. That's to me is a big difference on how this is all going to be handled going on into the future.
Word.
But that's just me.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else left to say of that, or do you want to just move on to e-news?
I think we've pretty much exhausted this topic.
Like I said, it was 30 minutes of what felt like XQC bashing, which it really isn't, because I am a fan of XQC and his play. It's just...
Exactly.
Dude.
Yeah, I mean, I've even said in previous streams, he's an insightful dude. Like, he knows the game better than most. And, you know, his thoughts are, they're valuable.
The
but
his apology is very thoughtful. And then just...
And then something just clicks. And it's like...
The filter, man. He just has no filter. When he gets fired up, he is hard to slow down.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens there. I don't know. It could be nothing, right? It could be nothing. But let's get into some e-news, because that is something here. We got quite a bit to get to, if you ask me. Again, in CSGO, you have the ECS Season 4 finals. They ended up wrapping up. You had FaZe defeating Mousesports 2-1 in the grand finals. NA had a very poor performance here. Optic Gaming, if you want to consider them NA, went 1-2. Luminosity went 0-2. Cloud9 1-2. And Liquid is struggling, going 0-2. They have been off,
Yeah, they've been pretty bad lately.
This was the last tournament of the year, so we'll have to wait and see. Like, I think a lot of teams, as much as they don't want to admit, check out when it comes to this time of the year. Considering the next tournament is the major, right? So this was kind of the last time for them to really practice at a level of competition. In other CSGO news, Peacemaker is the... man. I feel like this is like a once-a-month e-news thing. I should just leave it on the run sheet and never delete it. Peacemaker is officially the head coach for Heroic. He says through 2018. So...
He's what Tupac was talking about in that song, I Get Around.
I mean...
Like, that's him.
It's
like,
causing complications for Ty Lue in the major. So, supposedly, he might play for them, or they might have to forfeit their spot for the major. So, we'll see what happens there. I guess there was some drama involving with that. In Overwatch news, the Collegiate National Championship is coming to... ASU through the Fiesta Bowl partnership. That will be February 17th. Very confusing article. It is not at the Fiesta Bowl. I thought it was at the Fiesta Bowl. It is not.
That'd be weird.
It's just through partnership, and they're playing at ASU. So that's there for you. In Call of Duty World War II news, normally I don't care about patch notes. To me, it's...
Affects the pro scene.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Balances here and there, whatever. I'll let specific podcasts get deep into that. But this is basically nerfing the pro scene. You have the FG42 and the machine pistol both got nerfed today. The FG42's rate of fire and recoil were adjusted where the machine pistol's damage was. And, I mean, go watch a pro Call of Duty match. Every single person, if they're using
all
a rifle... is using FG-42, and literally everyone uses a machine pistol.
Yep.
Outside of that, you have the Thompson and MP 490, or the MP4.
The LMG?
No, it's a submachine gun.
It's a submachine gun.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's an MP40. I think I accidentally put a 9 there. MP40 and the Thompson both got buffed for rate of fire. So we'll see if that changes up the PPSG. But in actual pro Call of Duty news, TP is rejoining Optic Gaming as their head coach. He was a former analyst for Optic Gaming, left because he was going to go try to do casting and everything with MLG. That didn't work out. So they picked him up just here the other day, just days after Optic Gaming lost to Team Caliber in the NA2K this week. Optic Gaming ended up losing 3-0. So although you know, they're placing high in these tournaments, they are not looking good.
Which is, you know, it's like that, you know, it'd be like the Patriots. It'd be like if the Patriots just started losing, and that, I mean, their fan base is going to, like, hey, we're used to winning a Super Bowl every other year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why are we losing against, you know, teams that, you know, last year were just unknown.
Yeah.
So, you know,
performing well is not good enough for Optic. Like, they have to win. And all I know, and this is how this is, I'm going to branch off more than E-News here, but it does give you an idea on just how elite Optic Gaming is in Call of Duty, where, like, this is causing people to panic, right? They don't win one tournament, and then at a 2K, they get second place, right?
Yeah.
All right. My laptop's telling me that it's about to die, meaning Brett is about to die, and he won't be on the show.
No.
So let's just use that warning here before everything dies as a chance to say thank you and goodbye. That is it for episode 86 of The Center Ring, a.k.a. TCR, a.k.a. your favorite esports podcast. I appreciate you listening. If you skipped around or listened all the way through, I appreciate you all the same. Love you. Thank you. Follow us on Twitter at The Center Ring. Also on our website, tcr.gg. Let us know what you think of the show. Tell your family, tell your friends, join us on Discord. We got a group there. Everyone's in there. They're nice. They're friendly. I don't know if we'll do a show next week, probably. It's Christmas week. So Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy birthday, Brett.
Thanks, man.
Your birthday is on Christmas, right?
Christmas Day, dog.
How's it feel to always have the second most important birthday?
I know, man. Feels bad.
Feels bad, man. But we'll figure it out. Follow us on Twitter, again, at The Center Ring, and we'll keep you guys updated on what we're going to do next week and through the holiday. But until then, I thank you again for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.